Good morning, I'm Ryan Felsman, Senior Economist at ComSec with your Monday the 27th of March 2023 morning finance report. And after 7 weeks of decline, the ASX 200 index is expected to open flat on Monday, with SPY futures pointing down by just 3 points. All the attention, of course, on Friday related to the banking sector. And what we did see there, of course, was a continuation of volatility in that sector. Although if you look at US sectors, we saw financials down by less than 0.1%. That said, we did see the KBW regional index lift by 2.9% with a continuing focus on regional US banking shares. And that followed three US central bank presidents, Barkin, Bullard and Bostich, coming out on Friday and saying that there's no imminent US banking liquidity crisis. And on the back of that, we saw PacWest Bancorp shares up by 5.8%. We also saw strong gains for the tech sector. The NASDAQ index was up by 0.3%, as was the tech sector in the S&P 500 index. And we did see support there for those tech shares on the back of falling bond yields. So we saw the 2-year US Treasury yield down by 4 points to 3.77% on Friday. And we also saw defensive names in the healthcare sector performing particularly well. They're up by 1.3%. But getting back to what happened in terms of individual stock performance, what we did see there was certainly a big focus on those US regional banks, and US listed shares of Deutsche Bank were down by 3.1%. At the same time, we did see a big focus on game publisher Activision Blizzard. Its shares were up by 5.9%. And the reason for that was the UK competition watchdog came out and basically said that Microsoft's takeover bid for the company would be likely approved. So that was supportive of that particular stock. Now, certainly at the same time, there was a big focus on European shares on Friday. We saw bank shares fall by 3.8%, and that dragged on broader indexes. We saw the Stock 600 index and in London, the UK FTSE 100 index, both down by 1.3%. Deutsche Bank shares in German trade fell by as much as 15%, and we were actually down by 8.5% at the close of trade. And the reason for that is we saw credit default swaps lift, and that really represents the cost of insuring debt for bondholders of Deutsche Bank. And of course, that banking focus was then reflected in European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde. She came out and told EU leaders that there's no concerns regarding bank liquidity or banks' capital positions after the GFC reforms around the banking sector after 2008. So really that was the key focus. And then that really reflected in what happened in currencies. We did see the Aussie dollar over the course of the trading period ease on Friday. In fact, it fell from 66.9 US cents to current levels at around 66.5 US cents. But certainly we did see a little bit of an easing of the US dollar over the course of last week. Here in Australia today, there's going to be a big focus on energy producers. We did see the US crude oil price down by 70 cents or 1% to $69.26 a barrel on Friday on concerns around the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in the United States and then the knock-on effect to demand. So that'll be a big focus there. We also saw the gold price fall by 0.6% to $1,983.80 an ounce. It was above $2,000 an ounce at one stage as we saw that risk aversion in the banking sector in Europe during the trading period. And iron ore futures were down 0.5% to $126 a tonne. We did see iron ore prices down by over 3% last week on those concerns around steel demand in China, which really are persisting. In terms of Australia's market today, things to focus on here: Premier Investments, which is a significant retailer, it releases earnings results. We also have Breville Group, the appliance maker. It is going to pay its dividend to investors as well. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.